I wish that I could fly away instead of kneeling in the sand, catching teardrops in my hand. My heart is drenched in wine, but you. I would die in ecstasy, but I'll be a bag of bones driving down the road alone. Something has to make you run. I don't know why I didn't come. My feel as empty as a drum. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't.
Thank you so much for listening in. This has been Ariana Shaloub on Love on Air, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. not again.
Right off the bat.
Hi, listeners. Squeak.
Hey, everyone. Yeah, I just squeaked the chair immediately. Fun fact.
So that this is off to a great start.
I don't know. We started with a good song.
No, yeah, that was, by the way, that was Monolith by the Colts.
Yeah.
So and good. We are, I'm Mia.
I'm Mila. And we're,
that's it.
I guess, memes and moons, if we're going to keep that.
Yep. Name. Freshman year roommates.
Freshman year roommates.
On this sub hour, just for to have a great, awesome time.
You totally did that.
I just nailed that.
You nailed it. I mean, like, first try.
That last song was a Mila pick.
Yeah.
Hope it.
If anyone's here for my story, I did play that on my story. So glad that you.
Ooh, as the thing. Well, then it's perfect that we started with it.
We started with it. It was perfect, yeah.
I didn't do that on purpose, but.
It was a shuffle.
Situation. Actually, I did. Yeah, no, we put it on shuffle because honestly. Okay, I was thinking about it. Maybe we don't need to get into this now, but I was thinking about it and, like, I go through eras of music where it's like, I don't really have any good new music to play and I'm like sick of everything I'm listening to. And then I like my day list is really good one time or like I find a new album and then I'm like in a new era of awesome music to listen to. I'm just like headphones on all the time, like really excited about all that.
Yeah.
And this is one of those eras because well, I actually took a screenshot. Maybe we can talk about it later, but half of these songs are from my day list today when I was walking to the gym earlier. Oh my god, it was so good.
Sometimes the day lists are really, really good.
Yeah.
But right now I have a vendetta against my day list because my day list title is Upset Sad Girl Friday Afternoon.
Are you upset and sad usually on a Friday afternoon?
I feel like I'm having a great day, so why are we putting that on me?
She's having a great day.
Like the tiger from...
Okay, wait. Do you want to know mine?
Yeah, I want to know yours.
This was the one that I was really excited about. Well, I didn't, like, expect it to be that good because this is... I don't know. It's Power Ballad Indie Sleaze Friday Afternoon.
That kind of...
And cool. Then it says, you listen to Anti-Depression and Coastal Cowgirl.
I love Coastal Cowgirl.
Isn't
that's
that awesome?
Crazy. That's awesome.
Isn't that good?
Okay, so overall we have some good stuff lined up because we have super... Actually, I have a terrible name, but she's got a super cool name of her day list.
Indie Sleaze.
Indie Sleaze, man. And we're kind of just... Yeah, I would say that's honestly the theme of this. There are some songs that kind of fit the Indie Sleaze, and then when I was putting this playlist, or helping put this playlist together, I was laying in the sun like a lizard and just like soaking it up, man.
Yeah.
So some of the songs are a little bit more like me laying on the ground.
I think that's also Indie Sleaze.
That's pretty Indie Sleaze.
That's Coastal Cowgirl, maybe.
That's definitely Coastal Cowgirl.
Also, I think later we need to talk about the albums that are featured on this because... slash the albums that I really like right now because we just need to talk about it. But we'll get into more music because we need to get to all of this. It's just so good.
Yeah.
The next one, I think, is from my day list.
Yeah.
Mila pick, then Mia pick. The Mia pick is My Fun by Suki Waterhouse. Thanks for tuning in.
Yay.
Blood on the grass, blood on my knees. Waited so long to find some peace. Call up the past, scream on the breeze. You made me laugh, you bless my sneeze. Take off my shoes and put yours on. They feel heavy, but I feel strong. Take a hike up to the top of the sun. God, it feels good to find someone who loves me. Who loves me like I love my fun. So strip off your clothes, slip into the sea. Skinny dip, tripping when no one sees. Back in the arms of make-believe. Back to the shade of the cherry tree. Cause
I'm
squeak, squeak. That's how you know we're back.
It's always me, man.
And yeah, it was you putting on the headphones also. That was Abigail Frankie Cosmos, and the one before that was Capricorn by Vampire Weekend on their new album, Only God Was Above Us. So now we can talk about the new albums I like. So now you get to know about what I'm thinking about. Number one.
Okay.
That album.
Okay.
Yeah, Vampire Weekend, new album. Listen to it. It's good. Number two. This isn't in any particular order. Mm-hmm. Number two, Adrian Lenker, new album. I feel like that might actually be my number one. It's so good. Mm-hmm. Her version of, What's it called? Oh my God, what is this song called? What is it?
Do you mean to look it up for you?
No, I'm looking. Am I
Everyone,
dumb?
I'm a bad assistant.
Am I dumb?
No.
Oh, Vampire Empire. God.
A lot of
Can't believe that took me so long to think of.
Hey, but it's... Okay, sorry, really quick.
Yes.
One of the reasons that we are bringing up all these vampire songs is because...
It's just... There was only one vampire song.
Is because Burlesque... Both Burlesque and TDC have...
Because...
listen, just... hear me out. Both Burlesque and TDC have vampire, like, Twilight-themed dances. And
That's
they're back-to-back, which is crazy to me.
But, like, in the weekend?
Yeah, in the weekend.
Yeah.
Burlesque is Friday... And then Saturday is TDC, and they both
have... And Monday is Burlesque.
So, you know, we're setting you guys up for something good. We should have played Supermassive Black Hole.
No. Anyway, the next one is Maggie Rogers' new album.
Yeah.
Obviously, which I have mixed feelings about, but I'm going to play...
All the newer albums I've been having mixed feelings about.
Maggie Rogers?
Maggie Rogers, and also, like, the newer ones that have been coming out, like, as of this month.
Just in general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's, like, been pressure to put new albums out. Yeah. People have been rushing through them.
True.
Yeah, and I don't like it.
Yeah, that's never a good thing.
Editors are really important, you guys. If you're making music, find someone to edit your songs and
edit your albums. That's not how it works.
Time to bring it up.
No, but it's not called an editor. It's just...
How do you say it? What do you call?
I don't know. Like, your label or, like, your sound engineer or the producer.
Somebody
or,
who edits, right?
Yeah,
the person who edits your album
needs
to be getting on it. The creative liberties are too much right now, I would say.
Maybe that's... Oh, that's nice of you. Okay, wait. Last but not least, Beyonce, obviously.
Of course.
And I don't think I've been devoting enough of my time and energy to that album because I was
listening... The country one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cowboy Carter. I was listening to my walk. I think it was maybe on my day list. Who knows? But, some of the songs are so good, and also the ones that I like, I can't play on the radio because they're explicit, but...
Come on my show.
Oh, true.
Come on my show.
I'm not gonna do that. It's way too late at night.
1 a.m., really?
Oh, wait. Speaking of, we both have our own shows, since this is just a sub-hour. Mila's show is...
1 to 2 a.m. on Sunday night.
God.
It's great. I get to play all the music I want to play.
Yeah, that's true. If you're a normal person... Now?
Be real.
Oh, gosh.
I just took a
video. Oh, my gosh, it's 4:22. Okay. If you're a normal person, you can listen to my show. It's called Take a Bite. It's on Thursdays at 2. Okay. I'm going to keep playing music so that I can take my B-roll before it's late. Okay.
You take your B-roll and I'll talk about
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Also, a song album I've been obsessed with, which is not a new album at all. It's an old album from 2017, and it's Capacity by Big Thief. And I have been literally, like, enraptured by her. I cannot stop listening
Big
to
Thief
it.
Big Thief is a band.
Yes, I know. But, like, her as in the album. You know how
oh, her as
ship?
In... Oh, sorry.
Her.
You're right.
The album to me is a woman.
Of course.
And
that album is a girl.
We must treat her with respect as
you're
such.
Right.
But yeah, I've been obsessed with it. I also really like sharks, and there's like three songs that mention sharks in the album. So overall, go listen to it. I know it's really old, and most of you have probably heard
it. It's really old.
It's from 2017, but it's so good. We're definitely going to play a song from it.
Yeah, maybe I'll play it after this next song.
We might have to because your girl's been really into it. Anyways, okay, I'll let you guys take your B-reels. Go take your B-reels.
Oh, yeah, take your B-reel. B-reel has fell off. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, because they keep adding random stuff to
it. I know,
it's really bad. Ugh. The stuff they've been adding, like ads and celebrities and like
what
private
is that?
Followings. That's silly.
Wait, we should just do sub shows where we talk about our hot takes.
Doesn't Nick have a show called Hot Takes?
Someone does.
Or maybe Kiara. Somebody has one.
Yeah, you're right. But I want to do my own.
Okay, we'll do our own hot takes.
Yeah. Okay. So then this is good music and hot takes. Okay. The next one is, it was coming all along. Maggie Rogers' new album, which is called something that I don't remember because I just don't remember. But anyway, enjoy.
Walking down the street, and I feel like a deer in headlights when I turn on the TV. I keep wondering how my living room, just wondering how we're gonna survive. See the light stream in the window, call my mother on the phone. Said there's knocking in the kitchen, selling my childhood home. And everywhere I look around, it seems they're always saying goodbye. And I don't know just what to do. I'll find, but feel I'm breaking through. My world's a honey shade of blue. I'm crying, wish I wasn't hanging on. But it was coming all along. Sound existential if this is the first time that we meet, but I swear there's some potential in the actuality. And I'm trying to be brave these days, but oh, I've still got Nora on the phone.
Hello, how are you?
And she's saying, hold your temper, hey there Maggie, slow your roll. And I know that you still hate him, the way he hurt you back at school. And though it's dark out in the distance, it's looking like there might be a new soul. And I don't know just what to do. For long, so fast it's fading out of
Pause. Okay. That was, what was that? Click. That was Symptom of Life by Willa, which, from my day list, as per usual, which is such an interesting song that I've never heard before, but we both really liked.
Yeah, we did. I'm so sorry. Guys, this chair.
Just stop. That's a really bad noise. I really don't like it.
I'm sorry, you guys.
It's okay. Oh, I was apologizing on behalf of listeners. We have to interrupt your indie sleaze for something really important. Mila, take it away.
Yeah, okay. So, we know that there are a lot of kids here today. What do I call them? High schoolers? People who are gotten into Tufts?
Admitted students.
Admitted students. Whatever.
Future jumbos.
And we have something to tell you. We have multiple things to tell you, but first a PSA for you. From the Tufts University Art Gallery. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new, global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitikman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue and at the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
I can second that.
Yeah.
I've only been once, but I went with my class, my education class, and the exhibit was, like, about indigenous art and stuff. It was really cool.
That is really cool. Yeah. I'm beefing with SMFA right now.
Oh.
Because they're having, like, a clothes drive thing where, like, they're doing, like, a sidewalk clothes sale, and I want to get in on it, but I'm not SMFA, so I can't.
I think they have them here also.
We need. I need
tomorrow is Earth Day Fest.
Where? What's that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's Earth Day Fest. Duh.
I need to, like, get rid of my clothes. I have so many clothes.
Oh, you want
to
sell?
Like, sell and also just give away. Like, I want to put a bunch of... I want to do a yard sale. Remember when we went to that yard sale last year?
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Well, I wasn't there, but yeah. I do remember that. You could just sell it on Prez.
Yeah.
PSA, Mila's gonna be selling her clothes on Prez after this.
Yeah, I'm gonna go sell all my clothes. Actually, and by sell, I mean, like, you give me 50 cents and I hand you whatever you want because I need it gone.
At that point, like, don't even ask for the cents. Like,
no cents. Just,
you,
like,
should just do it at the end of the year, like, when you move out. Like, there's definitely drop-off centers and stuff like that. Or we could... Oh, I thought you wanted to do a clothes
swap. I want to do a clothing swap really bad. I think it'd be so fun. Like, a spring cleaning, end-of-the-year clothing swap.
Yeah.
But I don't know who would be interested in that. And I tried to do, Hillsides, but people are really busy and they don't they don't really feel like up for it.
Yeah, I think if you just like take a bucket of your clothes outside like somewhere, then it'll just happen. Okay, wait, but anyway,
Maybe
we decided on some hot takes slash a conversation that we wanted to have.
Yeah, should I start out?
Yeah.
Okay, so for all the people who are like thinking about coming to Tufts, and also
this is just in general. This is not for you.
For just in general, don't come to Tufts. Like, go to a state school, because in my there are great things at Tufts. The classes are great, but if you're like a bio major, if you're not here for a really specific reason, like for me, I'm here for religion, and we have like insane religion classes, and I'm really excited about it. But and also political science, like our political science classes are pretty good. But if you're here for any other reason other than like specific professors or specific classes, like go to a state school. You're paying so much money for absolutely nothing. Like, like we literally have, I was talking to one of my senior friends who his last class was today. I had his last class with him today, and he's like done, and he was just like ready to be gone because he just, you know, like it doesn't really, it's just Tufts. And if you're thinking about paying $80,000 a year versus like $13,000 a year, there's nothing here that's going to convince me that it's worth it, to be honest. Also, when he was a freshman, I know this is really stupid, but when he was a freshman, everything was on meal swipes. Everything. Mm. Ho Chung was on meal swipes. Every single thing was on meal swipes. And now there's Jumbo Cash, which is lame and terrible.
Which is actual money.
Real money. Which, so we're basically paying for nothing.
Okay, anyway, my, what am I trying to say? My contribution to this conversation is that the other day I just realized that I'm really smart. Like, I guess I knew that I was smart in high
school. This is Mia talking, by the way, for all those people who are going to call me a narcissist out there.
Okay, great. Yeah, this is Mia talking. I guess I knew that I was smart in high school, but I don't know. I just, like, I realized that I was really smart. And I also realized that I'm actually learning things in my classes here, which I don't know if everyone here can say that, but like there was just like a click in my head when I was, well, it's a more complicated story than that. But anyway, I was looking at something and then I like just had this insane sociological, philosophical thought that just like popped into my head. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's because I take classes here. And that's because like I'm in the major that I want to be in, and I'm interested in what I'm learning and all this stuff. And so now I just have faith in myself for doing all my finals and being smart. Just like in general, I was like, whoa, I've never felt that way about myself before. And it was really refreshing.
Before we came on here and started chatting your ear off, we were talking about sort of like that type of idea of intelligence at Tufts. And I think that like there is a big transition from going from being the smartest in high school. I think a lot of us were valedictorians. A lot of us were like the presidents of all the clubs and did all the things. And then you come to Tufts and you're no longer like top 20, and you're instead completely average, because everyone here is so smart and everyone here is so interesting and has all of these things. And I remember like when I was in high school, you know, I just showing interest in something was like this shock, and everyone was so excited about me wanting to do it. Whereas here you kind of have to fight for any type of spot in anything. Mm-hmm. And I think that like that is good for some people, but also you have to make the decision of whether or not you want to be. And like everyone's like, oh, you're surrounded by people who are super smart and that must be so fun. Yes, but Tufts has a weird extra added issue of everyone thinks that they are the smartest human being to ever grace the earth in a single conversation.
Well, some of them do.
Them.
It's like half and half. It's like some people think that way, and then other people are like, because of those people, I thought I was smart, but now I'm at this rigorous institution and I don't feel smart anymore.
Yeah, there's like either you're feeling imposter syndrome, or you literally think that you're God's gift to the earth and you will not shut up.
Or you have a really awesome arc like me.
Well, I feel like it goes from imposter syndrome into an awesome arc. Or you're really...
But if you... Yes. And once you get to that place, if you're in the arc, then it's not like a bad narcissism, it's like a healthy narcissism.
Yeah, like you have faith in yourself. You're proud of yourself.
Yeah.
That's good.
And you got there.
Yeah. And I think, I think the one thing about Tufts that is a struggle is the people who don't have that arc. They just are only children and are very wealthy and think that they deserve it. And I struggle to talk to those people because a lot of the Tufts population is that. and they refuse to grow, which I don't like. But if you go to a state school, there are going to be less people. There are going to be less people who you'll be able to connect with
there'll
on
be
an
less
intellectual
people,
level.
There will be less people who think like that, but then the people who you encounter who do think like that, God, I'm sure it's so much worse.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's so much worse.
Because they are around people who don't think like that and therefore truly believe and have no other idea of what God's gift to Earth could be, such as peace or struggle or any of that, you know. this chair, actually.
Or that squeaky chair.
Every time I get too full of myself, the squeak of this chair just, like, shatters all of my thoughts and I become normal again.
Yeah, you were saying something really profound and then your chair squeaked and then I was like, nah. It's like the sympathetic thing where you have mustard on your face and people are, like, more sympathetic to your words because you have mustard on your face.
I just think you look silly.
I think that's from... It's definitely from, like, a TV show, so I don't even know if it's true. Anyway, wait. I have a question about the next song. Do you want to play Flip Your Pillow or
Yeah, we can
I?
Play Flip Your Pillow.
But we don't have that much time.
Okay, then play whatever song it is that you wanted to play instead of Flip Your Pillow.
It's kind of short, so I think we will play it. And then we can play the song that I wanted to play.
You could just play the song you wanted to play and then play Flip Your Pillow after.
No, but it's already playing because it, like, went to the next one.
We could have also played it behind us talking.
Yeah. Well, then... I don't believe in that because then you're just, like, not really listening to the music or you're not really listening to us talking, which is fine, but then, I don't know.
For chatterboxes.
From, like, a appreciation of music standpoint, that's just not how I roll.
There are people here who are, like, studying, like, locked in studying for their finals in Tisch right now, who are just so annoyed by the fact that we are
then
not
turn it off.
Talking. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Turn it off if you hear
I'm going to check. I'm going to check the Shoutcast server after this, and it's going to be, like...
like, 10 people.
Half of you logged off. Okay, that would really suck.
Actually, if you logged off, we'll know that you're one of the people that thinks that they're the God's gift to Earth people, and you just got offended, so you better not log off. We'll know.
We'll think that you think you're too good for...
Us.
Ooh. That took a lot of brain power to get out of my mouth. Okay. We're done talking now. The next one is Flip Your Pillow. It's a Mila pick, and then the one after that is May 9th, which is a Mia pick. Thanks for tuning in and not logging off.
Faces.
this.
This is Thinking About You, Faye Webster.
Yeah.
It is a 7-minute song, which Super is why long. We're kind of interrupting, even though I said I didn't like doing that. Like, actually,
it's
just
good when it's
now.
I
said that, but you know, you do what you have to do. Because unfortunately, our hour is almost up. So we're gonna have to sign off.
Really quick.
Yeah.
We actually gained a listener after we were like,
oh yeah,
leave.
That's true.
So our threats worked, man.
Yeah. So thanks. Anyway, I'm Mia.
I'm Mila.
We are Memes and Mooms, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah. Good luck with last day of classes. Today or Monday. Good luck with her last week for you guys.
Oh God.
And we love ya.
Aww. So cute.
Really cute.
Thanks for listening to our indie sleaze. The last song we'll play is The Kill by Maggie Rogers.
And then we're killing it.
The
show, I mean. It's over.
We killed it.
We did kill it. We did great.
Thanks for listening, you guys.
Thank you.
This is... What's it? The Kill.
Shape round your side.